Maseches Bechoros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Daled. The translation of the name of this Masechta, Bechoros, is firstborns. And the Torah gives significance to three different types of firstborns for a number of different laws. The first one is a firstborn of a person, and originally the service in the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to have been performed by the firstborn of any family. If the firstborn was a male, then he would be the one who would serve in the Beis HaMikdash. However, once the Jewish people sinned at the Chet HaEgel, when they served the golden calf, and the only ones who didn't serve the golden calf was the tribe of Levi, so that sanctity of the firstborns and their job to serve in the Beis HaMikdash was transferred to Shevet Levi, to the tribe of Levi, and from then onwards, only the Kohanim would be the ones to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Be as it may, there is a mitzvah upon the parents of a firstborn male on the 30th day of that baby's life to redeem the firstborn child by giving 5 selah coins to a Kohen. That is known as the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, redeeming the firstborn son by giving a fixed amount to a Kohen. Now, the significance of a firstborn male human being is also relevant regarding the laws of inheritance, because a firstborn male receives a double portion of inheritance in relation to all of his brothers, and this will be discussed in the last part of the Masechta. The second type of firstborn which the Torah gives significance to is a firstborn kosher animal, specifically a domestic animal. It is a mitzvah to give such a firstborn animal to a kohen. And the truth is, as long as the animal does not have any wound or blemish which would invalidate it from being bought as a korban, the kohen is obligated to bring this animal as a korban. Only if it has a wound which invalidates it from being bought as a korban is the kohen allowed to eat it himself. However, even then, it still retains a certain level of sanctity, such that it is forbidden to work the animal or to shear the animal. The kohen must slaughter it in order to eat it and share it with his family. And it is the laws of this type of firstborn which is going to be the main focus of the Masechta. However, the first perek talks about the third type of firstborn to which the Torah lends significance, and that is a firstborn donkey. This is the only non-kosher animal which has sanctity. One of the reasons given is because the donkeys helped the Jewish people when they were leaving Mitzrayim, when they were leaving Egypt, to carry all of the many possessions which they were bringing. Be as it may, unlike a kosher firstborn, which is given, the animal itself is given to the Kohen, when it comes to a firstborn donkey, that donkey first needs to be redeemed onto a seh, which refers either to a sheep or a goat. That removes the sanctity from the donkey, and then that sheep or goat needs to be given to a kohen. The name of the firstborn donkey is called Peter Hamor, the donkey which opened up the mother's womb, and the sheep or goat are called Pidyon Peter Hamor, the redemption for that animal which opened up the womb of the mother donkey. Now, it is this third type of firstborn which the Mishnayos talk about in the first perek, and the Masechta opens up by telling us as follows: Halokeach uber chamor shel nochri, one who buys the fetus of a non-Jew's donkey. He's not buying the donkey, but he's buying the rights to the fetus which is inside the mother donkey, v'hamoicher loy, or one who sells the fetus to a non-Jew, even though he's not allowed to sell that to a non-Jew. In Midrabon, it is forbidden to sell any working animal to a non-Jew. In case you come to rent a working animal to a non-Jew, and the issue with that is that the non-Jew will work that animal on Shabbos. And there is a requirement, just like it is forbidden for one to do forbidden forms of work on Shabbos, it is also forbidden to allow his animal to do work on Shabbos. And since when you rent the animal, you are still considered to be the owner, that requirement still remains upon you to make sure that your animal does not do work on Shabbos. So certainly renting a working animal to a non-Jew over Shabbos is problematic. And in order to avoid that occurring, Midrabonon, it is forbidden even to sell a working animal to a non-Jew. But either way, this person went ahead and he sold the fetus of the donkey to the non-Jew, Vamishtatifloi, or somebody who has a partnership with a non-Jew in the animal or the fetus or even a single limb, as long as it's a vital part of the animal or the fetus, such that without it, the animal would not survive. If the non-Jew has any ownership in that, then this will be included in what the Mishnah is talking about, Vamakabalmenu, or somebody who receives a donkey from a non-Jew and agrees to raise that donkey in return for receiving a percentage, perhaps half, of the children which the donkey will give birth to. Or somebody who gives a non-Jew an animal for the non-Jew to raise in return for a portion in the animal's children. In all of these cases, potum and habachoira, such an animal would be exempt from the mitzvah of giving its firstborn to a donkey, of redeeming that firstborn donkey onto a sheep or goat and giving that to a kohen. Shenema, as the pasuk says, that Hashem tells us that he has sanctified any firstborn b'Yisrael amongst the Jewish people. And we see from there, avalo ba'achirim, that this entire mitzvah does not apply if somebody else, a non-Jew, has any ownership of either the mother or the fetus donkey. Continues the Mishnah, Kohanim and Levim Peturim are exempt from redeeming a firstborn donkey which they own and giving that to a different Kohen. Kal v'chomer, due to an argument of Kal v'chomer, all the more so, as the Mishnah will immediately elaborate. In Pot, Rushal Yisrael Amidbar, if the Kohanim and the Levim exempted the Jewish firstborn human beings in the desert, meaning, like you mentioned, originally every firstborn male was supposed to be the one designated to serve Hashem, and he would have the sanctity of one who is able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. However, after they sinned at the golden calf, the Egel, in the desert, that sanctity was taken over by the tribe of Levi. So if the Kohanim and the Levim, the tribe of Levi, managed to get rid of the sanctity and transfer that sanctity away from firstborn human beings, dinhu, all the more so, it should be true, sheyiftru shel atzman, that they have the ability to transfer and get rid of that sanctity which their own firstborns have. A firstborn human being, this is talking about, a firstborn human being which is born to a Kohen or a Levi, would not need to be redeemed, since the Kohanim and the Levim themselves are able to get rid of that sanctity. And the Mishnah doesn't actually explicitly continue the argument, but the Gemara explains that there is a comparison in the Psukim between a firstborn person and a firstborn donkey. And therefore we learn that just like we have a Kal v'chomer argument to explain why Kohanim and Levim would be exempt from Pidyon HaBen, from redeeming their firstborn human son, so too they are exempt from redeeming their firstborn donkeys and giving that over to a different Kohen. Mishnah Beis, Parash Yoldo Kmin Chamor, a cow who gave birth to a child which seems to look and have features like a donkey, Vachamor Sheyoldo Kmin Sus, or a donkey which gives birth to something which seems to be a bit like a horse, Potrim Abachira, even if that animal is a firstborn, it would be exempt from this mitzvah of giving the firstborn over to a kohen or redeeming it. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Peter chamor, shnei pa'omim. The Torah talks about something which the animal which opens up the womb of the donkey, and it talks about this twice. And we learn from there that the mitzvah only applies ad sheheya yoled chamor vanold chamor, as long as the one giving birth is a donkey and has all of the features of a donkey, as well as the one being born has all of the features of a regular donkey. And even in the first case of the Mishnah, where both the mother animal, which is a cow, and the child, which has the features of a donkey, both of these animals have a requirement of giving over the firstborn to a kohen. It could be one of them needs to be redeemed, but either way, the mitzvah applies to both of these animals. Nevertheless, since they are different animals and not both of them are a donkey, the mitzvah would not apply. And now the Mishnah asks a slightly sidetracked question, Umohim ba'achila, what is the status of such a situation of an animal which was born from a mother animal which seems to be different to it, regarding whether it can be eaten? Behema Tahoira answers the Mishnah, Sheyol Dokumin Behema Tameya, a kosher animal like a cow, which gives birth to an animal which has the features of a non-kosher animal, for example, a donkey, mutar ba'achila, it is permitted to eat this animal, even though it looks like a donkey, and a donkey is not kosher, since it was born from a kosher mother, the child will also be kosher and it can be eaten. However, a non-kosher animal like a donkey, which gives birth to an animal which has all of the features of a kosher animal, for example, a cow, it is forbidden to eat such an animal since its mother was not a kosher animal. And the Gemara learns this out of Pesukim, and the Mishnah now repeats the same law, but in a much easier way to remember. And that's precisely the reason why the Mishnah repeats it, because Mishnayos were written down in order to remember. And therefore the Mishnah says, Shayetzimea tome tome, that which comes out of a non-kosher animal is not kosher, Vayetzimea tohar tohar, and that which comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. That's just a nice summarized form of that which was previously stated already in this Mishnah. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, dog tome, a non-kosher fish, shebola dog tohar, which swallowed a kosher fish, mutar ba'achila, it is permitted to eat that kosher fish. And in fact, even if it wasn't seen that the fish swallowed that other fish, if somebody catches a fish and he cuts it open and he discovers inside of it a kosher fish, even though it's inside a non-kosher fish, he doesn't need to be concerned that perhaps this non-kosher fish was about to give birth to a fish which looks totally unlike it and looks like a kosher fish. That's an extremely remote possibility. Rather, he can safely assume that the fish swallowed a different fish, the tohar shebala dog tome, and a kosher fish, which swallowed a non-kosher fish. Osur ba'achila, it is forbidden to eat that fish. Why? She's a fish ein gedulov, because the fish which was swallowed is not part of that fish, it's not part of that which grew from that fish. It is considered to be a separate entity, and therefore retains the status of whatever that fish was. If it's a kosher fish, it can be eaten. If it is not a kosher fish, it cannot be eaten, regardless of the fact that it is now inside a different type of fish. Mishnah Gimel, this is the first of many Mishnayos which are going to have a common theme of distinguishing between the sanctity of a firstborn donkey or firstborn kosher domestic animal and the monetary right of a kohen to claim such an animal for him. The general law for any prohibition midoraisa, which is under a case of doubt, if we are unsure whether it is forbidden to use something or do something, the rule is that sofek deraisa l'chumra, a doubt which concerns something which is midoraisa from the Torah law, is ruled stringently. On the other hand, when it comes to monetary matters, if somebody is holding something, he is the current owner of a particular item, and there is a doubt as to whether somebody else is entitled to take that item from him. Over here, the rule is that somebody who is trying to take something from somebody else, he is the one who needs to prove that he is indeed entitled to take that item, and until he proves so, it is permitted for the one who is currently the owner to continue using it as a regular owner, and he does not need to be concerned for any doubt that perhaps he is stealing it from the other person until the other person can prove that he's entitled to it. And currently it is unknown who is really the rightful owner. The one who has until now been the owner and is currently holding on to the item, he may continue to use that item. Says the Mishnah, Chamosh lo bikra, a mother donkey which has never given birth to its firstborn, v'yoldo shnei zecharim, and she gives birth to two male donkeys, and we're not sure which one came out first. That's of no concern, since whatever happens, the owner of this donkey is certainly obligated to redeem one of those animals onto a sheep or goat and give it to the kohen. That's exactly what he should do. He should give one sheep to a kohen. He could also give a goat. The Mishnah just talks about a sheep as one example. Zohar and a keva. However, what happens if the animal gave birth to two baby donkeys? One is male, one is female, and it's unknown which one came out of the mother's womb first. If it was the female donkey, then there is no mitzvah pidyon haben over here, because the entire requirement only applies if the firstborn is a firstborn male donkey. This is a classic case of a doubt as to whether there is a mitzvah of pidyon haben. So because of the sanctity, or the possible sanctity, which would make it forbidden for the current owner to benefit from the donkey until he redeems it, this is not a monetary law. This is a prohibition from benefiting from something which has sanctity to it. And therefore this is ruled stringently, so the owner must redeem the possible firstborn male donkey onto a sheep. However, once he has done that, it is now permitted to benefit from the donkey itself, and just in a regular case, there would be a monetary obligation upon the owner now to give that sheep to a koyein. But once this is turned into a monetary obligation, then the regular rule of Hamitzi Mechaveri Olivaraya applies, that he does not need to give it over to the koyein unless the koyein can prove that he is entitled to it on a monetary level. And as such, the Mishnah says, Mafrish Tole Echod, he needs to separate one sheep in order to perform the redemption, but La'atzmoy, he separates it for himself and he does not need to give it to a koyein. And now we're going to see many examples which just repeat the same idea. Shtei chamoyrim, if there are two female mother donkeys, Shloi Bikru, who have not yet had their firstborn child, Viol v'shnei zechorim, and between them they gave birth to two male donkeys. It is certainly safe to assume that one male donkey came out of the womb of one of the mothers, and the other one came out of the womb of the other mother, and therefore nesin shnei tloim lakoyein. The owner is obligated to give two sheep to the koyein for each of the mother donkeys. Both of them are considered to be firstborn male donkeys. Zohar and Akeva. If one of them was male, one of them was female, or Shnei Zohar and Akeva, or there were three animals which were born out of these two mother animals, two of them were male and one of them was female. Now, certainly one of these animals is a firstborn, and therefore nosin tole echol koyein, he needs to give one sheep to a koyein, because at least one of the firstborns was a male. And apart from that, in the case where there were two males born and one female, there's a possibility that he's obligated that two of these animals are actually firstborns which need to be given to a koyein. And so he would need to separate an additional sheep for the sake of the redemption, but he would not need to give that to a koyein, since there is no proof that indeed the koyein is entitled to that. If there were two female donkeys born and one male donkey born, or two males and two females, then in this case, there is a possibility that both firstborn animals were female. There's also a possibility that both of them were male, and therefore two animals need to be redeemed. However, none of them need to be given to the koyein. In kana koyein klum, the koyein cannot claim any of the animals, since there is a possibility that the koyein is not entitled to any of them in a case where both firstborn animals were female. Mishnah Daled, if there are two donkeys, two mother donkeys, Achas Bikra, one has already given birth to her firstborn, so any child she is now going to have will certainly not need to be given to a koyein, but Achas Shloi Bikra, and there is another female mother donkey who has never before given birth, V'yol v'shnei zechorim, and they gave birth to two male children. It is presumed that each one gave birth to a different one, and therefore nosin tole echol lakoyein, one sheep needs to give into the koyein, since one of them is certainly a firstborn male donkey, zochor and akeva. If they gave birth between them to a male child and a female child, since it's possible that the one mother donkey who had not yet given birth to a firstborn was the one who gave birth to a female donkey, there is therefore no proof that the koyein receives anything. However, out of doubt, mafrish tole echod, the owner needs to separate one sheep, but la'atzmoy for himself, and he does not need to give that to a koyein. The Mishnah now brings a posuk for the entire law of redeeming a firstborn donkey onto a sheep. Shenemar, as the posuk says, what is the source for this requirement? Upeter chamer tifteh v'seh. And an animal which opens up the womb of a mother donkey for the first time, you shall redeem with a seh. And a seh includes menakvosim or izim, both sheep or goats, zohar and akeva, whether it be a male sheep or goat or a female one, godol v'katon, an adult or a child sheep or goat, tomim u'bal mum, whether it does not have any wound or even if it does have a wound. The redemption, the pidyon petach hamor, redemption for a firstborn donkey, is not bought as a korban, it's just given to a kohen and he can do what he likes with it. So there's no requirement that it not have a wound. Ufoid b'pom harbeh. And one can use the same animal to redeem multiple firstborn donkeys. Now, this does not mean that you can actually do that in one go and then get away with just giving one sheep to a koyein. This is talking about a case where you redeemed one firstborn donkey, and then you gave that sheep to a koyein. Just that the koyein decided to then give it back to you as a present. So now this is like a regular sheep which you have, which you can use again in order to redeem a different firstborn donkey. Nichnas ladir lehis aser. and it would enter into the pen, the enclosure in which sheep are kept, for the sake of separating Maisa Behema. There is a requirement, which we'll talk about later on in the Masechta, of separating a tenth of one's animals, which are born each year, and giving that as a tithe to the Kohanim. Now, it's learned from Pesukim that anything which is possibly not obligated in Maisa Behema, or possibly doesn't belong to the owner, is totally exempt from the requirement of Maisa Behema. Not just exempt out of doubt, but exempt as in a certain manner. The whole obligation only applies to something which is certainly included in that obligation. Now, in cases of a doubtful firstborn donkey, which we just saw in the past couple of Mishnayos, that a sheep should be used to redeem that donkey onto the sheep, but the sheep can be kept by the owner. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that since the law is that the owner can keep the sheep, it is considered to be his on a certain level, as in on a definite level, not just out of doubt. The rule of Hamitz Mechaveh Olav Haraya says that somebody who is trying to take something from somebody else, he's the one who needs to prove that he's entitled to it, and until he does that, the current owner remains the definite owner. And because of that, the mitzvah of Maisa Behema would apply to such a sheep. Alright, ends off the Mishnah, ve'emes, if a sheep which had been used to redeem a regular firstborn donkey, this is not talking about a doubtful case, but a regular case of a firstborn donkey which was redeemed onto a sheep, and then the sheep died, the sheep still needs to be given to a kohen. He has a monetary right over that sheep. And the Mishnah says that Neninboy, the Kohen, is allowed to benefit from that sheep because it's considered to be a regular, non-sanctified item which the Kohen just has a monetary right over.